You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.
Welcome to a brand new episode of India Insights, the podcast brought to you by PGIM India Asset Management, everybody. Ahalya here, by the way, keeping you company. As you know, on this series, investment experts from PGIM India Asset Management share their perspectives on the most pressing issues impacting global and domestic markets and how you can, as an investor, prepare your portfolio to benefit from opportunities across markets. We've got a very interesting conversation lined up today and, might I say, a tad bit technical as well. So keep a notebook and pen handy and make copious notes, because this is, of course, a very, very interesting conversation. Thanks to, of course, Ankit Jain, as always. Catching up with Puneet Pal, Head Fixed Income PGIM India Mutual Fund, talking today about how investors should position their fixed income portfolio at this current juncture in the market. Let's dive in.
Thanks, Alia. Indian central banks have hiked repo rate of 250 basis points in 2022-23. Similarly, global central banks have also hiked interest rates anywhere to the tune of 400 to 500 basis points. Since then, both Indian and global central banks have gone for a pause. And now there is a lot of chatter around market participants that rate cuts should start happening in this calendar year. Welcome to PGIM India Insights. You are listening to Ankit Jain, and I have with me Puneet Pal, Senior Fund Manager of PGIM India Mutual Fund, who will take us through his view on interest rates in India. Hi, Puneet.
Yeah, hi, Ankit. As you rightly said, we think we are at the peak policy rates in this cycle in India, and we expect a gradual reduction in rates and yields in the second half of FY25, which is beginning April. In fact, if you see last MPC meeting, one of the external members, Professor Verma, had voted for a rate cut. Indian economy are quite good with robust growth, core inflation being an all-time low. The external position is also quite stable, with current account deficit expected to be around 1% in FY24 as well as in FY25. Fiscal consolidation is also progressing quite well. Markets cheering the fiscal deficit number of 5.1, which came in the vote on account, and which is now almost 4% down from the peak of fiscal deficit, which we touched in COVID. Then we have the inclusion of Indian far sovereign bonds in the JP Morgan Emerging Market Index last year, and recently in the Bloomberg Emerging Market Index. Thus, we believe that high real positive rates provide an opportunity for policy rates to be lower later in the year, especially if growth moderates. Thus, we think Indian bonds are in a sweet spot, and we expect both rate cuts and yields to be lower going forward in the year.
Sure. In fact, since you spoke about, you know, that one of the external member actually voted for a rate cut in the last MPC meet, it actually, you know, gives more confidence, you know, maybe to market participants or investors and listeners that lower rates are there to come. Maybe it might take some more time. But, you know, you spoke about this whole inclusion of Indian sovereign bonds in, you know, JP Morgan Bond Index and Bloomberg Emerging Market Index. You think since the flows will be so high, you think we are in for a lower rates from a medium to long term perspective?
Well, I think that the inclusion of Indian sovereign bonds in the global benchmark indices will structurally improve the depth and the breadth of the Indian bond markets. It will also help us improve the demand dynamics, and the resultant flows from these inclusions will also help stabilize the Indian external account. But we do not think that it can materially change the interest rate outlook, because your interest rate outlook depends on the underlying macroeconomic fundamentals, which in turn are dependent upon the prevailing economic cycle, business cycle, or the domestic policies which are in operation. So from a flow perspective, definitely it's going to be a positive. From a development of the bond perspective, it's going to be a positive. But interest rate, probably it depends a lot on what kind of economic cycle you're going through and the underlying macroeconomic fundamentals.
Sure, sure. But that itself says that the economic fundamentals are so strong that inclusion happened. And because of that, you know, at least the breadth and the depth of the market will, you know, increase tremendously from what it is
that's
today.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Sure. So if you, you know, look at Puneet today, we are at 7.10, 7.15 in our, you know, 10-year bond yields, the sovereign bond yields. You think it's a good time for investors who have that risk appetite to go all in with long duration bonds?
Yeah, Ankit, I think there's a very good probability of long duration bonds doing pretty well as supply dynamics are quite favorable. And with the prospects of rate cuts later in the year, long duration bonds should continue to do well. We have also seen in the earlier rate cutting cycles that long bonds tend to do well prior to actual rate cuts, and the curve remains flat before actual rate cuts. So we believe that with lower core inflation, favorable demand supply dynamics, and the prospects of rate cuts going ahead, long duration bonds will continue to do quite well.
Sure. Actually, you highlighted a very interesting point right now that, if market participants know rate cuts are going to happen, the rates will actually start rallying way before that. And the same thing happens, on the equity side as well. When market knows that some good news is going to come, the, markets rally way before that. So this actually brings me to our next, question, which is the talk which is happening all throughout last 18 months is when is Fed going to start cutting interest rate, because they have already hiked more than 500 basis points. And in their recent policy meet, they spoke of at least 3 rate cuts for calendar year 2024. So right. What's your view on that? Because inflation is still sticky at around, 3%.
Yeah, and that's an interesting question, Ankit. So, we all know that the US growth remains pretty strong, and it has actually surprised on the upside over the last couple of quarters. But we believe that high real rates gives room to the Fed to cut rates. And in the recent FOMC policy, the Fed has reiterated its forecast of 3 rate cuts this year. Though it was a close outcome or a close decision because the vote was 10-9. But nonetheless, they have reiterated the forecast of 3 rate cuts this year. And the narrative of soft landing of the US economy is strengthening, given the fact that the economy continues to do pretty well. But the current sticky inflation, as you mentioned, that remains a key risk. In fact, I'll say that the high fiscal deficit and the level of overall debt in the US economy is quite concerning, and that poses a risk to the bond markets. But in our view, the Fed will be data dependent going ahead, though the path towards lower rates can be bumpy.
Yeah, actually, everybody is talking about initially when interest rates started going up in US, everybody started talking about a hard landing. From hard landing, we have now started talking about soft landing, and the economy is actually so robust that even at high rates, they are continuing to grow. So, one more question, Puneet, on the same, lines, that US is now trading at, their bond yields are at 4.10, 4.20, right. And Indian bond yields are at 7-ish. Have we ever in its history seen the spread between Indian and US bond yields so less, which is today at what, 300 basis points?
Yeah, so we have seen, in fact, lower spreads in this, though they have not sustained for a long period of time. So I think if I remember correctly, the lowest spread over the last 20-25 years between Indian and US bond 10-year benchmark bond yields probably has fallen as low as 1 percentage point. Probably the spreads can still compress because we have to keep in mind the fact that the current economic fundamentals of India are very, very strong, as is discussed earlier, whereas US is facing its own set of challenges with the high fiscal deficit and inflation, which is higher than their mandate or the target of 2%. Whereas in India, you see core inflation is at all-time low, headline inflation is below RBI's target, fiscal deficit consolidation is continuing, and the fact that external account also, your CAD or the current account deficit is going to be around 1%. So from that perspective, and the fact that India probably will get included in more global benchmark bond indices, there is a possibility of a sovereign rating upgrade also going ahead for India. Yeah. Growth on an absolute basis is one of the highest in the world at 7% plus. So taking into account all these factors, we think that at least in this cycle, this lower yield differential can sustain.
Sure. So Puneet, as a house, how are we positioned across our funds?
Yeah, so in line with a view of moderation in rates and yields over the course of the next year, which is the financial year 2025, we are running higher duration relative to our respective benchmarks across most of our funds, and we intend to continue with the same positioning given the view of favorable demand supply dynamics at the long end of the curve, prospects of rate cut later this year. So from that perspective, we have positioned in all our funds, which is higher duration relative to the respective benchmarks.
Sure. So in a way, we are very bullish that rates are going to come off in the near future. So yes. Puneet, let me just summarize for our listeners, and if you can then add your last comment on that. So one is, we feel interest rates should start coming down maybe in the second half of FY25. Second, inclusion of Indian sovereign bonds in global benchmark indices will actually improve the depth and breadth of Indian bond market. Third, from a medium to long-term perspective, long duration bonds should do very, very well. Looking at, you know, today yields are somewhere around 7.10, 7.15, which is our 10-year sovereign bond yield. Fourth, inflation in US is pretty sticky, but the Fed has still forecasted that they should go for minimum 3 rate cuts in this calendar year. Fifth, and the last, as a house, we feel yields will come off, and accordingly, we position our funds. So, Puneet, I hope I have summarized it pretty well for our listeners. Any last comment?
Yeah, you have absolutely perfectly summarized our discussion, Ankit, today. Thank you for that. And I'll just round it off by saying that fixed income in India currently is in a sweet spot. From a risk-adjusted perspective, we think there is a very good probability of investors investing into fixed income to earn decent returns over the next couple of years.
Great. Thank you, Puneet, for sharing your views on interest rates in India and developed markets. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on PGIM India Insights. I will catch you on the next podcast soon.
A tad bit technical, but insightful nonetheless. I'm glad that every conversation in this series lives up to the name of our podcast, India Insights. Very interesting and informative episode. Thanks for that, Ankit and Puneet. And thanks to all of you for listening in to another episode. We'll be back soon bringing you some more conversation around pressing matters across markets, both in the domestic and global context, and how your investment opportunities fit into that. But until next time, stay safe and stay happy, and happy investing. Adios.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You're listening to the PGIM India Insights podcast series by PGIM India Asset Management.